Kaiser and News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden will be formally nominated as the Democratic presidential nominee before the party's official convention in August. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
The Democratic National Committee says the party will nominate Joe Biden through a virtual roll call. It's a maneuver that will allow the president to appear on the ballot in Ohio this November. Ohio's ballot deadline is August 7th, 2 weeks before the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, where he would otherwise be formally nominated. The DNC chairman said Joe Biden will be on the ballot in Ohio and all 50 states. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Closing arguments were heard in a New York City courtroom where the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump is taking place. Trump blames President Biden for the case against him.
Make no mistake about it. I'm here because of crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country. He's destroying our country. This country is being destroyed rapidly, not slowly, rapidly. On the borders, on energy, on inflation, on everything you can name.
Prosecutors say the former president falsified internal business records to cover up hush money payments tied to a scheme to buy and bury negative stories that potentially threatened his 2016 presidential bid. He's denied all the allegations and pleaded not guilty to all 34 felony counts. Strong storms with damaging winds and baseball-sized hail have pummeled Texas. The storms Tuesday left more than a million businesses and homes without power as much of the U.S. recovered from severe weather, including tornadoes that killed at least 25 people during the Memorial Day holiday weekend. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 216 points, the Nasdaq rose 99. This is SRN News. Some good news in the war on pornography.
Ian Henderson is founder of the Naked Truth Project, a Christian ministry that fights porn in the United Kingdom. He's been at it for 10 years, and he tells Christian Today that even non-believers are coming around. Henderson says, quote, I think more and more people are beginning to recognize the addictive nature of porn and its negative impact. He adds that churches are also much more aware of the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed a first-of-its-kind bill to classify two abortion-inducing drugs as controlled and dangerous substances. Supporters of the legislation say it's designed to protect expectant mothers from coerced abortions. The Louisiana bill passed through the legislature even as the nation awaits a final decision from the U.S. Supreme Court on an effort to restrict access to one commonly used abortion drug. This is SRN News. Betty Nash, who was once named the world's longest-serving flight attendant, has died. She was 88. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more on Nash's illustrious career and life in this report.
Betty Nash, who began her flight attendant career with Eastern Airlines back in 1957, passed away earlier this month after nearly 70 years in the business. That's according to her last employer, American Airlines. In a post on Facebook, American wrote, Betty was a legend at American and throughout the industry, inspiring generations of flight attendants. They added, Fly high, Betty. We'll miss you. ABC News reported Nash died on May 17th in hospice care after a recent breast cancer diagnosis. American Airlines says she was still employed at the time of her death. I'm Shelley Adler.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.